May 5th, 2019, Feast of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, 22nd Anniversary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, decades ago, I gave the world a devotion to Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. At that time in history, your path to salvation and personal holiness was clearly defined. Each chamber in your progression of holiness was described to you. These days and during these times, this devotion is more important than ever before. The journey into holy love is a journey into the embrace of my commandments. The first chamber in our united hearts is holy love. It is a chamber of purification, for holy love purges the soul of all iniquity. All of the subsequent chambers in the united hearts are hinged upon this first chamber, holy love. So when I introduced holy love into the world, I was giving souls the first step in holiness, the first chamber of the united hearts. Now I am reminding you that the light of my divine love surrounds and embraces the united hearts. The entire journey into holiness does not exist apart from my divine will. Therefore, understand that the refuge of holy love is a title that embraces my divine will. I rejoice with you today as you celebrate this title." The note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 4 through 5. "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. For then it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.